BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 36 to 38. Both seem right. What do I do? What can we do when we face a major life decision and there are only two choices? Do or do not do. Both seem right, so which one do we choose? Can we be sure that we are making the best choice? The Corinthian congregation's request for direction regarding verses in verses 25 to 38, especially in these three verses, verses 36, 37, and 38, falls into this life decision predicament. The limited passage deciphering is that they are asking if it is good and right for a virgin to marry, or should they marry off an engaged virgin, a virgin, or should the virgin remain devoted to the Lord? Whether male and female really doesn't matter. If you want to study the cultural aspects of the first century Roman society marital rites, you can go to the comments on verse 25 and verse 36 at freebiblestudyhelp.com. The congregation went to Paul. He gave some advice. However, he left the decision up to them. Apostle Paul was not avoiding his responsibility as apostle to the Gentiles. He was deferring to the people involved because it is a case-by-case decision based on logic and emotions. As Paul reminded them in verse 25, I have no command from the Lord. We all face the hard decisions. When do and when do not do both seem right? How do we know which is right? If the decision is not a sin, immoral, or unethical, then it would fall under this category of life changing, hard to make decisions. When we are not harming others or ourselves, it also falls under this. However, if sacrificing ourselves to help others falls under this kind of a decision, then self-sacrifice for others. This is what Jesus taught. This is what Jesus did. This is what Jesus showed us. When Paul wrote, quote, anyone thinks he is acting improperly towards a virgin, it seems Apostle Paul is kindly saying to the person who needs to give up their will for the virgin's benefit. I think he knew this person in this situation. Though a hard decision, the virgin should be allowed to marry the one they are engaged to if they so desire before they get far too past the age their society deemed they should be married. Sometimes, though there is neither a right nor a wrong decision, there is a better decision. And we choose not to make it because the best solution and decision will hurt us.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.